And so House Oversight and Government Reform Committee members are concerned that the new federal hiring reforms will shortchange veterans. Lawmakers also want assurances that the Office of Personnel Management will fix the controversial federal career intern program. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us live from Capitol Hill with details on a hearing on all those reforms that were just proposed, what, a week ago, Jason?
Just May 11th.
Yeah, so not that long ago. What concerns does the committee have about these hiring reforms?
I think the discussion focused on the two areas of veterans and internship programs, specifically the Federal Career Internship Program, commonly known as FCIP. This is the one that the National Treasury's Employees Union has made a huge deal about over the last, six years.
Well, they filed a lawsuit over it.
Well, that's part of that huge deal. So Congressman Stephen Lynch is the chairman of the Federal Workforce Postal Service and District of Columbia Subcommittee.
I'm concerned that the non-competitive processes that have evolved would actually diminish the number of veterans that are hired. We've got right now probably 250,000 men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. And as you said, the unemployment rate of these folks coming back is astronomical. That should not be. I've seen from this position, as chairman, attempts by some agencies to completely circumvent the veterans hiring process. And not just with a few people, but to obtain basically a waiver from hiring veterans. And that concerns me greatly.
He points to, under the current system, how agencies, except for DOD, VA, and DHS, are really not doing very well. So under the new system, what's going to happen there? Now, Congressman Jason Chaffetz is the subcommittee's ranking member, and he questioned OPM on really how many people the government plans on hiring, and he wanted more details on the changes coming, especially around USAjobs.gov, the federal hiring website. It was interesting, at one point, he and Barry, Congressman Chaffetz and Barry, went back and forth over the White House's plans to increase the federal workforce. Of course, Barry says there are no plans, trust me, and Chaffetz says, well, I beg to differ. So it's kind of interesting, that back and forth, and I think that's a partisan thing rather than a actual Congress administration back and forth.
Right.
And of course, Congressman Chaffetz reminded the committee, the witnesses, anyone else about his bill that would deal with feds who don't pay their taxes. That's another big issue for him. And then finally, Congressman Jerry Connolly asked about this specific federal career internship program. And in fact, he introduced a bill, not at the hearing, but earlier in the month, that would improve the internship programs across the government, all of them, and actually get rid of the non-competitive hiring practices under these programs. One quick statistic that Congressman Lynch pointed out, 44% of all feds hired last year were done non-competitively.
Wow.
This doesn't mean through the internship program itself, because there's a lot of ways you can hire non-competitively. There's some direct hire authority. There are other preferences. But if there's a lot of concern about if the internship program is one way of agencies are kind of going around the merit systems protections, that's a concern for him.
But that seems high.
Well, 44% total is high, you mean? Or?
Yeah. The 44% of all hires being non-compete seems high to me.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, no one had statistics of the breakdown of what was the internship programs versus what were Schedule A versus, there's direct hire authority for nurses, for doctors at VA hospitals.
For hard-to-fill jobs. Did they have any time over time? Did they talk about whether, has this gone up or down?
They didn't know. In fact, they gave just the one statistic. The biggest statistic, though, that showed time is in 2003, when the Federal Career Internship Program first came out, they said they had 440 people in it. Now there's over 28,000.
Wow.
So that's part of the reason NTU is so concerned about it, because is it being abused? Is it really giving agencies what they need in terms of internships, or is it just a way to get around the hiring process?
So these hiring reforms are one of a signature initiative from the OPM director, John Barry. Was he defensive? How did he come across?
Well, he tried to alleviate the concerns to some extent. Now, he addressed several of the issues, starting with the veterans hiring programs. And, in fact, he wants agencies to do better than they've ever done before in 2010. And that was kind of the soft goal. But the hard goal, he said, in out years, things will be different.
At our next council meeting, which is going to be in early summer, what is on the agenda to discuss, Mr. Chairman, is actually setting hard target goals that we can look at to hold people accountable in the next fiscal year, where we're giving them adequate warning to prepare. And what we're looking at as an approach that's being discussed is, if you're in that lowest category, if you're in the 5 to 10% hiring, then you've got to do more. And we're going to put a higher burden on your shoulders to catch up. Obviously, if you're at DOD and you're already at 50%, you know, they're not going to be able to have that same percentage increase. So we're asking those agencies at the top to hold the line while we bring the ones at the bottom up.
You know, DOD, VA, DHS, as those agencies are doing a good job. I mean, DOD hires 50% of their employees that are veterans. DHS is in that 15 to 20% range. Even OPM is in a pretty high range. But if you take out VA, DOD, and DHS, most other agencies are under 10%. And this is according to Tim Embry, the legislative associate for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Now, there are other things going on around veterans hiring as well. Barry says 26 agencies have full-time veteran hiring coordinators, and OPM is leading the effort to build a network to share information among agencies. And when we say information, resumes, opportunities, anything that could help get more veterans hires, and these are all staffed by veterans. Now, as well as we talked about, the internship program was a key focus of the hearing, and Director Barry says the internship program also now is a key focus of a new working group under the Chief Human Officers Council. And it will look like not just the Federal Career Internship Program, but all internship programs from the White House Fellows to the Presidential Management Fellows. Barry says to get students into the government is just too confusing.
We're going to be spending the next 90 days going into that in great detail. We're looking at holding a public hearing in this regard, and we will be inviting people to come in and bring their thoughts and complaints, as well as their ideas and their creative suggestions, probably sometime in the June timeframe.
Now, Barry says more details about the working group in terms of who's on it, when they're going to meet, are going to come. But this is a recognition that they got to get something done very quickly.
So these hiring reforms, as we mentioned, only announced a couple, the 11th or something like that, not that long ago. How far along is OPM? How quickly do they want to have all these in place? Update on that.
A lot of pressure on OPM, as you said. White House gave OPM and Director Barry specifically 90 days to make several recommendations, and obviously they got to get started immediately. As I mentioned, the Chico Council set up that working group on internship programs. He also mentions changes to the usajobs.gov that's coming, which is a federal hiring website. Currently, the website got redesigned in January, and it was given the ability to accept resumes, which is something, you know, instead of the KSAs.
Right.
They're now going to accept resumes, and now OPM is reviewing and will add by December these new resume assessment tools. So it's something that the private sector has done for years, but because the government always used KSAs, they never focused on resume assessments. Now they'll get these private sector tools. OPM is also setting up what they're calling mobile assistance teams, which I love because always mobile, I'm thinking of the apps. But these are, in fact, teams that will go to agencies and help them deal with these reforms, set up the reforms, and they're also setting up a best practices website for all the agencies to kind of come together and exchange and help each other out. Now, finally, what Obama administration initiative would be without a dashboard? So OPM is developing a public website so people can track their progress in reducing the hiring process to 80 days from 160 days. And speaking of that hiring process, the Housing and Urban Development Department, which has been a poster agency for the poor hiring process that's taken them more than 170 days on average, now is below the 80-day goal already, Barry says. So obviously that's a bit of good news for HUD. And finally, the White House is obviously giving the OPM a lot to do over the next 90 days. So we'll see a lot coming out, a lot of change happening.
Jason, we only have about 30 seconds left, but there was the Senate passed hiring reform bill last night. Did that come up at the hearing? And give us a quick update on that.
Okay, so it came up only kind of tangentially at the hearing. No House companion, which is key, but this bill echoes a lot of what the White House's hiring reforms will include, just such as clear job announcements, no longer needing KSAs, just use resumes and cover letters, and keep an inventory of all applicants who elect to be considered for other federal vacancies. You'll be able to find a whole list of the provisions in that bill sponsored by Senators Akaka and Voinovich on our website later today or tomorrow.